Okay, man, this is unbelievable. So, anyway, I think I've told you before that we've got rats in our house.
No, I don't believe you mentioned that.
Oh, I thought I mentioned that we've got rats up in the roof. We hear rats all the time.
How can you be sure that they're rats?
Well, that's when this story gets gritty, doesn't it? So, we've had these, creepy crawlies up in the house. And then a couple of times, which is another interesting story, a couple of times there's like a... and you're like, what the fuck? First time I heard it was ages ago, and I thought it was the neighbors, and I was like, wow. Like, really? You guys do each other like that? You know what I mean? Because I couldn't... Because, it keeps going. Like this weird thing. I didn't even say anything. And then I said something the next time I heard it to Andrew. I was like, Jesus Christ, someone's getting drilled next door. Like, in the weirdest way possible. And Andrew's like, it's not next door. It's in the roof. And I'm like, what the hell's in the roof? Which leads me to the next part of the story is my mum has been staying there for not even a week yet. First night she stays there, she finds it hard to go to sleep, and it's over her room. She told me in Disneyland when we were eating lunch that she thought it was me and Andrea.
So everybody like, thinks it's everyone having sex with power tools.
I'm not happy about it. I told my wife, look, call a freaking exterminator and handle that shit. I've got to go to work. Exterminate these bastards. So the dude shows up while I'm not around. Yeah, I swear, man, I reckon all these Terminator dudes do the same thing. We should open up one. We should be exterminators. Like on the side.
Do you think you have room in your van to run that business as well as the personal
training? Yes, I do. Yes, as a matter of fact, I feel that I could get somebody to place a shelf for extermination purposes in my van. Not to mention, if somebody gets weird with me out in the streets, I could punch them in the mouth and shove a pill in their mouth. Rat poisoning, finish him. Anyway, so this the Terminator guy comes and he does the deal, and I come back to the house and she's like, Terminator guy was here, and I was like, cool, so kill the rats? And she's like, well, he said that he didn't see any rats, but he said that the back of the house is too small for him to get down there, so he set up some rat traps. And he said oftentimes when you go up the house, rats will hide, so that he could not see the rats.
Shouldn't an exterminator know where to find them?
Yeah, shouldn't he?
Like, they may have been there. I don't know. They were hiding.
About a week goes by, and then I hear, again, and she's like, they probably haven't all been caught yet. And then after a week, I'm like, that's it. It's Saturday. I got a day off. I'm done. I'm done with this. I'm going ape shit on this. I'm going, you're fucking with the wrong guy, cowfucker. That's what I did.
Right.
And I told Andrew and Sneaky, like, just everybody, just get back. This is it. And I was like, Andrew, I'm going to need my gun.
Whoa.
Oh, yeah. I'm from the outback, cowfucker.
Brandishing firearms in your own house.
Yes.
All right.
I'll go that far. First of all, I go on the roof, right, checking for holes to see what's going on here. I find some poos. Poos that are large. Too large to be a bird or a mouse. We're talking rats here, cowfucker.
Not so big as to suggest humans.
No. So I'm like, some prick, pooping all up. Red dragons. Jump off the roof, go into the garage. I've gone red dragon on motherfuckers right now. So
And you're armed.
Oh, I haven't finished yet. I grab a broom, rip off the broom handle. I go into the garage, I grab one of my wolf knife, because I have a knife with a wolf on it, because I hunt like a wolf.
Naturally.
Some shit like that. So I got a wolf knife, flip it open, we're talking about a 4 to 5 inch blade, the average size of a man's penis. There is no God. I tape this, the blade onto the edge of the broom handle with the ducky, which is another thing from Australia, bit of duct tape, mate. That's all you need, bit of ducky.
So yeah, I got duck it, fuck it.
That's right. I got a ducky on the end of the broom handle, and then I grab me pen torch. I've gone very Australian right now for some reason. I don't know what the fuck's going on. And I duct tape me pen torch on the end on the other side of the pole, next to the blade, the wolf knife.
When you say pen torch, you mean it's a flashlight.
Yeah, but it's a little bit skinnier.
Right. It's a pen flashlight. Just in case anyone's thinking you're brandishing a torch.
Like a fire.
Right.
No fire.
No fire.
Flame. Just electricity, battery power. So, I've got my little stainless steel pen torch and my wolf knife duct taped, about an inch apart from each other, on a broomstick. with my gun, with six, it's an air rifle, but it's a handgun one. It's a high-powered air gun.
Right.
Maybe not so dangerous to you 100 feet away, but if you're a small marsupial or mammal or something in my house, I am fear itself. That doesn't make any sense at all.
You know, you're the wrath of God.
I'm the wrath of God. Thank you, cowfucker. So wrath goes up the stairs, a.k.a. Red Dragon. I get a ladder. I push it up there. Snooky's like, what are you doing? I'm like, I'm going. Look, people are trying to eat the house, Snook. And I got to do what I got to do. You know what I mean? I got to take care of business. I didn't say I was going to kill anybody. She's too young to know that.
You merely alluded to killing things.
I did. But I did say to my wife, you know what I mean? She's like, what are you doing with that? And I was like, well, you know what I mean? I'm going to stun it with this. And then I'm going to shank the bastard. And she said, don't say... And she spelled out shank because I don't know how to spell shank. But I got the gist of it when she was saying it, that she meant shank. She said, don't say shank in front of Snooky. And I was like, oh, I'm going up here to deal with it, all right? So I go up there. It's very dark, full of insulation, a lot of framework and stuff. It's pretty sketchy in there. My main thing is I'm not a big fan of spiders crawling around on me. So I dressed up and I put my Thor motocross pants on. By the way, if Thor's listening, I need some fucking new motocross pants immediately. Thor motocross pants. What else did I put on? I put some old skate shoes on, my old DC shoes on, and then I pulled my socks. I didn't have time. I had short socks on. Big mistake, but I pulled through it. I put a long sleeve shirt on, tucked it in, put my gun down the back of my pants.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like, you know what I mean? Like gangster deal.
Right, so you could just whip it out.
I had a Glock on the back of my pants, you know what I mean? So I'd just be like, what's up?
Gotcha.
So I got the Glock on the back of my pants, and I've got my spear with a torch and a wolf knife on the end of it with moto gloves and a do-rag.
A do-rag, nice touch.
Yeah, because you don't have my... Oh, it's my house! Represent, you know what I mean?
Dude, if you're going to do it, do it. No fair.
Do it in a do-rag!
What are you going to have this chance again?
Maybe next week, but anyway. I represent, right? I come up into my house representing pretty damn... I'm looking diesel. I should have taken a photo of it. It's quite a photo. You know what? I still have the weapons of mass destruction in my garage. I'll have to take a photo of the... Wait, am I allowed to? Can you have weapons of mass destruction on radiofaction.com?
Yeah, why not?
Fuck it. So, I go up there, and I'm walking through it, and it's like, there's all insulation everywhere, and I go a little bit, and then I realize, you know, it's small, and it's very hard to get through, but dude's lying, and right when I open the first porthole thing, there's a humongous rat trap right there with the chocolate smashed underneath the rat trap. The chocolate is still there. 1 week it's been there.
Suggesting...
No rats.
A rat is not your problem.
That's right. So, of course, you know what I mean? Red Dragon is... I'm onto it. I'm like, right, there's no rats in here. I'm looking for something else. But you never know. So, I'm on my hands and knees, crawling with my spear, torch, wolf knife. Fuck, that's a good name for a song. So then I go through the... I'm hanging on these rafter things because I can't stand anymore because of the insulation. So I don't know what's hard ground and what isn't. So I'm kind of... using my knees and ankles and you know, I mean, holding on with the wolf blade, going through the timber work, and then I'm going through the timber work and I'm working my way over to Andrea. Can hear her. She's yelling out, saying that, you know, the noise is usually over here or whatever. I'm heading down towards that noise, and then probably I would say about 20 feet, there's a light down at the end of the corner, 20 feet, and I see the silhouette of the enemy.
The silhouette?
The silhouette, because it's a distance, cowfucker, and it's a, you know, I mean, there's a sun beaming through a small hole in the side of the house, giving a silhouette off.
This is very dramatic. I mean, this sounds like a classic Western showdown.
Oh, and I'm like a sniper. I'm on hands and knees, but I'm like completely vertical. I'm not really hands and knees. I'm sort of flat on my belly, but just off the ground enough so my belly's not in the insulation. And I'm thinking, spiders are running on me, you know what I mean, blah, 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 but there's no spiders, which is another telltale sign, cowfucker, that there's a bird in the house, because birds eat insects. I caught that. I'm like the croc hunter, except still alive, just like that dumb bitch said. So anyway, so I'm leaning over, right, and I'm in this angle, and I catch it, the silhouette of the beast. And I'm thinking, son of a bitch, there you are. I point my wolf torch sword at the beast, and line it up, and I can see, you know, I mean, there's no way that my wolf spear is going to get there. Plus, I don't want to risk losing it in case the, you know, I mean, the wolf, the beast attacks me. So I'm holding that as a to light up the target. The beast, just small-minded beast, knows that I'm there, and uses the "I won't move," and maybe he won't recognize me. Theory?
Perhaps, yeah. Perhaps he'll be invisible.
Yeah, bad idea. Bad idea. Because Shaboy Young Wing lines up, pull the Glock out of my back of my pants. I line him up with the torch and the wolf knife pointing directly at him while teetering on some timber work. I'm just hanging, basically, like Tom Cruise, but not gay.
Would this be, like, the time for, like, the action movie music?
Yeah. Oh, no, shit's about to go down right here. So, I see the beast in my sights. He looks at me and he looks away as if to say, "Who cares who you are, this is my house." But as you know, ladies and gentlemen, it's my house. I pay a ludicrous amount of money to live there. My wife and daughter are there. And my mum. She's threatening my mum. I hold the spear with the torch blade there, piercing at the beast. As I dangle on the woodwork, I send the Glock over, pulling it out of the back of my Thor pants. Unlimited, Chad Reed. I focus in. Take the safety off. Light it up through my eyes, through the sword torch, wolf torch blade. And bang! One missed. Son of a bitch! I pop off two more. Ha ha! I wish it sounded like that. The third bullet strikes the beast in the back. The beast hurtles from some timber to another destination. I said, "I got it." My wife said, "You got it?" And I was like, "You don't even know. It's on now, ladies and gentlemen. He knows that he can be injured and he's on the run. Now I'm on the chase. I'm giving chase with the sword blade and the torch. Scaffolding, clawing through. But insulation, shit's flying everywhere. Coming around the corner, I see it again. Line up the torch wolf blade. Get the gun, take it off safety, pull it out of the Thor pants. Pop, one single shot. Clean, in the back of the neck. He's hurt. He's hurt, he goes down. He's down. He goes down to the side. He's in the insulation, hiding in the insulation. I go deeper into the insulation to find him because I know he's hiding in there. I go in further, through there, through the cobweb, still holding onto the Wolfblade torch throttle. Thor parts unlimited. Grab my Glock, shove it in the back of my pants. Come back around slowly and quietly. This time, I see him. He's behind some wood. He's behind a big wooden beam. I'm completely flat out in the insulation. I lean over to the side with the Wolfblade torch and put it on his eyes. I see him. He sees me. I see the fear in his eyes and see that he has been hurt and he knows that now is the time to die and that he has met his maker and it is Shaboy Young Wing. I grab the Glock out of my Thor Unlimited. I take the safety off. He's cornered and he's hurt. He sees me and I'll tell you right now, I am a terrifying experience to witness in the back of my house when I've got a Glock and a wolf blade sword torch pointed at you with a do-rag on. Safety goes off. I lean over. He sees me. We make eye contact. I can see the terror and he knows that now is the time and it is over and the beast has been whooped by the red dragon. Right as I grab the finger to squeeze the trigger to end his life and claim victory on the Ellis household, I look to my left. This is really the wrong music, but good. Pump it up. I look to my left, and there he is. A baby pigeon. Now we need, like, our music. I see... Yeah. He's about 6 inches away from me, ladies and gentlemen. And he sees me with the gun pointed at his mum. I now realise that the beast is not a man. It's a woman. It's a mum pigeon. And I have wounded the mum pigeon in front of her baby boy. And then there was an unborn baby boy right next to him. Still in the yoke. I looked over at the baby. I grabbed my my wolf chatter torch blade, wolf knife, pulled it back and leaned it over. I would say approximately 6 inches away from the face of the beast. I pointed it at the beast. The beast looks at me with unbelievable fear. Cannot comprehend the size of the wolf knife, which is weird because it's the average size of a man's penis, which is pathetic to Shibai Young Wang. I call out to my wife. Babe! It's a pigeon! And it's got a baby pigeon! What do you want me to do? And she said, hang on. I'm gonna do my wife right now. Well, not, you know what I mean. Hang on.
Hello?
This is not Penelope Cruz, by the way.
Hello? It's a baby?
Yes! It's a baby, and I'm staring right at it with my wolf torch sword blade dagger.
She said, is the mum dead?
Said, no, the mum's not dead, but it's pretty wounded. What do you want me to do? Do you want me to kill the mum and kill the baby? Or do you want me to leave the mum and leave the baby? Or do you want me to bag him up and put him outside? And she said, check the mum... hang on.
Check the mum to see how injured she is.
Okay. So then, I leave the baby alone for a second and I go back... Let's get the drama back. I go back towards the beast. I go in even further. This time I know the beast is surely covered. Nowhere to go because the beast sees me approaching and doesn't do anything about it. I get closer to the beast. I'm about, I'd say, 5 foot away from the beast. Time to pull out Wolfsword Torchblade! I grab Wolfsword Torchblade, turn it on, pull the sword, Wolfblade, torch stick towards the beast. It's closer and closer. I see the eyes of the beast open wide, leaning back a little bit, the mean notifying that maybe there's a chance that this beast isn't so hurt after all. Maybe it's a fucking setup to take Shibai Young Wing and take his throne and his family. My mum and daughter are involved in this, goddammit, ladies and gentlemen. So then, I bring the wolf sword blade right up towards him, and I switch it over real quick, MacGyver-like, and just tap him with the torch side instead of the blade. When the torch hits the beast jumps up and swoops across the room, flying. Shit. Yes. And like that, and it said that. And insulation flew everywhere, like smoke off the fire of a dragon's breath. That was good, huh, cowfucker?
I enjoyed that.
Like smoke off the fire of a dragon's breath. And then it blew off into the corner. Then making me realize that maybe there's a chance for Mum to recover from the injuries. I then go to my wife. I'm pretty sure Pigeon's not that hurt. It's going to be alright.
How does the baby look?
Baby looks like it's shitting itself. But I reckon he's going to be alright.
Well, maybe you should just leave him there.
I should have done the American.
Maybe you should just leave him there.
If it's your call, babe. They can live here, because this is the way I see it. The way I saw it, ladies and gentlemen, was it's a pigeon who's just trying to raise a family. It's a pigeon trying to live his life in a house. He found a house, and he made a place for his family to live, to raise his chicks and his brothers and sisters so that they could eat and hang out together in my house. So, every now and then they go, oh, oh. And they make noises all the time. Can't we live together in harmony? So I say that if the bitch lives, then I'm cool with it. So I let the bitch live. So now we have pets upstairs in the roof of our house.
Are you not entertained?
I feel you should be, really. That was a pretty good story. What do you think?
That's amazing. So you're just going to let the pigeons keep on keeping on?
Yeah, but this is the other thing.
Spider patrol.
If the noises subside, as in the mum didn't recover from the injuries, then I've got to go up there and
raise the pigeons as your room?
Yes. I've been told to by my mum and my wife. I have to go there and bring it water and bread and shit.
Seriously, dude?
Yeah.
It's a pigeon.
Should have put it in the bag, huh?
You can train the baby pigeon.
What'd you say?
You can train the baby pigeon to...
I could train the baby pigeon to be my manager and then save tons of money.
He can travel in the van with you down to the beach, too.
Yeah, and then I could... Because pigeons are on the beach, huh?
Yeah.
I could take him to Venice, where pigeons live the life.
He could carry us messages during the show when you're in Vista and we're in Los Angeles.
I could train him to do that. Wow.